Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome back to my Twitter Spaces this morning. Hey, I want to give you some quick education on self-directed IRAs while I'm here having some coffee. So I met with a client yesterday, and they have money in an old retirement account they're wanting to roll over. So roll over, you can move money from one retirement account to another one, tax and penalty free. Right now, most people, when they do this, they're going to meet with a traditional financial advisor. They might roll the money over to an annuity program, insurance company, or they might move it into mutual funds or something of that nature. And so instead, what I offer and what I do with my company, Wealth Dynamics, is we do something called a self-directed retirement account. So for those that don't know what a self-directed retirement account, especially if you're in the financial industry, basically a retirement account is built up of a couple different, right? So one of them is called a trustee. The trustee builds the legal documents that makes the plan IRS compliant, legal, all of that stuff. The other one is the custodian. So a custodian holds the assets. They keep the assets compliant with what the tax code says someone can invest in an IRA. Then you've got the plan administrator. They do all the record keeping. Then you have the investment manager, which is like the broker dealer or the mutual fund. Then you have the financial professional. Now, what Wall Street did back in the 70s and 80s early on, they were very specific, is they took over the role of custodian, trustee, plan administrator, investment provider, and also hired up the financial professionals. And so when you invest in an IRA, normally you're only allowed to invest in what Wall Street's offering you, what your bank is offering you, because the custodian, trustee, and administrator is a feeder system into the provider, which is, again, Wall Street or your bank. So self-directed IRA, this is how this works. The trustee and the custodian and the record keeper, that administrator role, they're all three the same group. However, that combination of those three don't do investments. They're not an investment provider. And so they allow you to take an IRA and invest in anything you want to within the legal limitations of what the IRS says about retirement accounts. And it turns out with a retirement account, there's only a handful of things that you cannot invest in. You know, for example, you can't invest in anything where you're going to receive a current benefit. You couldn't buy a rental property that you're maybe going to live in as an individual, because you're getting tax benefits in the account. And also you're getting to live in a property at a discount. So the IRS would not allow that. Right, you cannot do business with someone that's considered a disqualified person. So you can't go invest in your wife's business, for example. Right? You also cannot pledge your IRA as, you know, collateral for a mortgage or security on a loan. You can't invest in collectibles. You cannot do high risk derivatives trading where there's no defined risk loss limit. Right. So there's a few things in that realm that you can't invest in. But other than that, you can invest in real estate. You can loan money out to other people. You can buy gold and silver. You can invest in small businesses. I've even heard of people buying farms inside of their IRA. And so that self-directed IRA, you know, it allows you to have a lot more freedom. But the other thing it does is it lowers your fees quite a bit. Right? There was a study done by Anderson Business Advisors, which is a legal group out of Las Vegas. And they showed that with a IRA, the annual management fees typically are going to equate between management fees, 12b1 fees, which are, you know, part of what the fund charges on an annual basis, cash drag, you know, turnover, these different types of fees in an IRA, you're typically going to have about a 5.8% annual fee, right? And we don't see that. In our retirement accounts, we see maybe like, okay, it's 1% or less. Well, there's a lot of undisclosed fees that unless you go and look in the prospectus of that actual fund with your retirement investing, the fees are much higher. So when you do a self-directed IRA, guess what your fee is? $400 a year, flat. That's it. You're not paying management fees that are percentage-based. You're not paying all this other stuff. So the self-directed IRA is a way that we're able to help clients. You know, if you're in the industry, this is a great tool for you to add to your tool belt, something that you can reach out to me and DM me if you want to learn more about. If you're a client or a prospect listening right now and you're like, I have retirement money and I want to roll it over and I want to put it into something better, this is another thing where you can get more freedom and lower your fees quite a bit. So I ran a report yesterday. An individual who puts a $100,000 mutual fund that's earning 8%, and they leave it there for 30 years. Because of that 5.82%, you know, cash drag and 12b1s, all the things we talked about, the cost of their fees over the life of that plan over 30 years is going to amount to $800,000. Okay, the same individual, they take the same 100,000, they put that into a self-directed IRA, and they invest that for 30 years at 8%. The fee add up is only going to be about $50,000, right? So look at this. It's just, even if the investments don't perform as well, which you can never guarantee investments, you get to win just on fees. You're going to pay $800,000 less in fees by doing a self-directed account versus, you know, what I would call a retail IRA with a Wall Street provider or a bank provider, right? And then the cool thing is you get to own real assets. So I have a client, like I mentioned, they're self-directing their account. We talked to them yesterday. They've got about $1 million. They want to move over to an IRA. And in that IRA, they're going to buy real estate and they'll be able to own about 20 properties. 20 properties, that's 20 families living in those properties. Each of those properties is going to pay them $500 or $600 a month of income inside the IRA. They no longer have Wall Street stock market risk. You know, if the market tanks, it doesn't matter, right? They're having rental income or mortgage income coming from this real estate. So I wanted to share this today quick on my Twitter spaces because we are expanding and recruiting my company, Wealth Dynamics. We're looking for people who are into finances. You want to help other people, but in a way where it's not just the normal retail stuff, right? We've had enough of that. We have enough mutual funds and annuities and insurance guys and stuff. We need people that actually are teaching the tools of the wealthy. And so that's what my firm Wealth Dynamics does. So if you're listening to this and you're like, man, that's interesting, I might want to be a client, send me a DM. You know, if you're an agent or you're looking to become one and you're wanting to join this industry or improve in this industry and become a six and seven figure earner, I want you to reach out to me as well. That's all I've got for you this morning. I'll talk